This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and G7 leaders meet after a missile explodes in eastern Poland. We get more coverage from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Polish leaders say a Russian-made missile fell in their country and killed two people near the border with Ukraine. President Biden, after meeting with G7 leaders taking part in the G20 summit in Indonesia, says it's unlikely the missile came from Russia itself.
I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it is. It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
It's not clear if Biden was suggesting that the missile hadn't been fired by Russia at all. NATO ministers have met in Brussels, and on Wednesday, the United Nations Security Council is quite likely to discuss the strike in Poland during a previously scheduled briefing on Ukraine. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, the U.S. President Donald Trump, former U.S. President Donald Trump, has announced plans to run again. He's mounting another White House bid in a flurry of legal probes and GOP midterm losses. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Trump launched his campaign with a familiar refrain.
We will make America great again.
Speaking for more than an hour at Mar-a-Lago, the ex-president touted his administration's successes and told backers he needs to save America from Joe Biden's failures.
Our country was great. Our country's not great anymore.
But Trump's third White House bid comes after he backed several losing midterm candidates.
It's AP's Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. A judge has ordered a halt to Trump-era asylum restrictions at the U.S. border. More from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge in Washington has ordered the Biden administration to lift Trump-era asylum restrictions that have been a cornerstone of border enforcement since the beginning of COVID-19. The regulation was authorized under Title 42 of a broader law covering public health. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan has ruled that enforcement must end immediately for families and single adults, saying it violates federal rulemaking procedures. However, the ruling conflicts with another ruling in May by a federal judge in Louisiana that asylum restrictions remain in place. The current ruling stems from a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of asylum-seeking migrants. Migrants have been expelled from the United States more than 2.4 million times since Title 42 took effect in March 2020. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cholera cases are overwhelming Haiti as experts warn the situation could worsen now that the country is bustling once again after a paralyzing fuel blockade that lasted 2 months. A spokesman for Haiti's Ministry of Health told the Associated Press that people are back on the streets and likely spreading cholera as the government struggles to find life-saving equipment, including IV supplies, amid an ongoing discussion on whether to request cholera vaccines. At least 175 people have died. More than 7,600 have been hospitalized, according to the PANN organization, although officials believe the numbers are much higher as a result of underreporting. NASA's new moon rocket has blasted off on its debut flight with three test dummies aboard. The Florida launch brings the U.S. a big step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program 50 years ago. If all goes with the three-week flight, a rocket will propel an empty crew capsule into a wide orbit around the moon. The capsule will return to Earth with a splashdown in the Pacific in December. NASA hopes that to send four astronauts around the moon on the next flight in 2024 and land humans there as early as 2025. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.